This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. LANO grants a whopping 15-day extension of time until October 18th to provide scoping comments. The privileges of the rich and powerful Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, and its plans to expand the fabrication of plutonium pits, or triggers, for nuclear warheads continue. After 115 non-governmental organizations and individuals requested a two-month extension of time for preparation of informed scoping comments for a long-delayed draft site-wide environmental impact statement, SWIS, LANO granted a whopping 15-day extension. Scoping comments are now due by Tuesday, October 18th. If you plan to email your comments, submit them before 11:59 p.m. Mountain Time. CCNS attended the two virtual scoping meetings this week to make comments and to renew the request for a longer extension of the comment period. Broad and diverse comments were made about the impacts of expanded operations to frontline communities, equity, environmental and social justice, environment, health, water, wildfire, cleanup, and related issues. Some commenters said LANL was no longer welcome. Comments were made about the proposed transportation of 48 metric tons of plutonium pits from the Pantex site north of Amarillo, Texas, to LANL for processing into powdered plutonium. Under the National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, LANL is required to examine all the alternatives to its preferred course of action. We learned that LANL has inserted its program of fabricating 30 plutonium pits per year into its proposed no-action alternative. What does this mean? It may mean that LANL will proceed according to the last SWIS finalized in 2008. We'll have to wait and see what's in the draft SWIS. Over the last 14 years, many changes have occurred, including the shutdown of the plutonium facility for 3 years. Some commenters called LANL's bait and switch a quote-unquote sham. Commenters struggled to orient themselves in the virtual Zoom meeting. The view and chat functions were disabled, leaving the viewer unable to do more than to view the presentation. CCNS and others argued against only holding virtual meetings. It should have been a hybrid, with people being able to be seen on the screen and in person. By disabling the view and chat, people were unable to communicate as would have been done during an in-person meeting. While the 30-minute LANL presentation was not recorded, the PowerPoint is available at energy.gov/NNSA/NNSA-NEPA-reading-room. The public comment portion was recorded, but when asked, LANL explained that it would not be publicly available. CCNS asked in the Q&A function whether the public would have to request the transcript through the Freedom of Information Act. There was no response. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platforms.